10 families have so far asked the North's new legacy body to investigate incidents which led to the death or the serious injury of their loved ones during the Troubles. The Independent Commission for Information, Recovery and Reconciliation was set up under the British government's controversial Legacy Act, and it became operational back in May. We can talk now to Alison Morris, crime correspondent with the Belfast Telegraph. Alison, thanks for taking our call. There were 10 formal requests and 85 overall. It's a big enough figure, isn't it? Considering the opposition to the Legacy Act?
It's actually quite surprising that there were so many requests. And there obviously, you'd said about the 10, there are cases that they have considered that fall underneath their remit. But the fact that over 80 people or over 80 families have came forward and asked and inquired about the service that the ICRIR provide is quite surprising, given the fact that all the political parties and all of the currently established victims groups are really against this legislation. And we do know that Labour are considering the future of this legislation as well, because they said in their manifesto that they would repeal this Troubles and Legacy Act if they come into power, which obviously they now are.
Yeah, and they've repeated that as well since winning the election. So if it's repealed, the Legacy Act, does this commission go with it?
I would be surprised if it did. What I think is more likely to happen is, what we do know is last week, Hilary Benn, the new Secretary of State, met with families of the Fox and McCarney family. Bertie McCarney is a particularly tragic case. Her husband and his uncle were murdered by the UVF while standing working in their butcher shop in Moy. And about, I think it was within the same year, about 8 months later, she went into her parents' home to find both of them shot dead. So she lost her parents and her husband to the same UVF gang within a year of each other. She met with the Secretary of State last week, and that was to do with the fact that he wants to hear the stories of those victims and to discuss with them what they would like. These people were given an inquest, and their inquest, along with that of Sean Brown, collapsed as the legislation came in. The inquest couldn't deliver its findings. So I think that what's likely to happen, or what the British government are likely to be considering, is taking a lot of those very controversial and unresolved cases that people believe involve a lot of collusion, taking them out of the system and giving them something else. So whether that be an independent public inquiry or something along those lines. And then the ICRIR, whether it stays called that, because let's face it, doesn't exactly roll off the tongue, that body could remain in place to deal with those families who want that kind of information recovery. And what we do know from this statement from the ICRIR is there are families who do want this service and who do want this kind of truth recovery, albeit that they know that it doesn't come with any kind of judicial justice. But the scope of Declan Morgan's body can in fact go and find them out some answers. And I have been speaking to some people, and if they don't need that sort of in-depth Article 2 compliant investigation, but they do want to know some things. And some of the things that people want to know is, you know, did my loved one say anything? You know, what were their last words? You know, some people just want to know, did they suffer? Other people want belongings back. There's things that were taken from people at the time that were never returned. They also just want to know a file in terms of how long were they, you know, under monitored, were they followed? All of those sort of things that the ICRIR can deliver.
And how do they deliver that, Alison? Where do they get that information from? Are the paramilitaries or the state forces, are they all involved in this process?
So the only former paramilitary group is the official IRA, who said that they will cooperate with it. But what they can do is, so Declan Morgan's our former Lord Chief Justice, and they also have a very senior former police officer in that case. What they can do is go into those confidential files, and they said that they will be allowed access to them and find out any intelligence and anything that existed at the time. At this point in time, they don't have access to the paramilitary groups who said that they won't cooperate with it, albeit for very different reasons, by the way, not all for the reasons that you would think. Some of those groups, when I did a feature on this last year and spoke to representatives of all of those organisations, and some of them just said that their members are just too old now and that they wouldn't be able to participate in it, that they don't have the answers that people are seeking. Others have said, let's talk about the causes of conflict and go right back to that rather than look at individual cases. But I do think that what the real test of the ICRIR will be is when they start delivering those reports, because those reports will be delivered in public. They'll be given to the families first, clearly, but they do have to be delivered in public, and then we'll see the type of people that were coming forward and also the type of information they received.
Okay.
Because if we, for instance, take the Fox and McCartney case, the coroner wasn't given the disclosure that he needed. The government prevented that and they held that information back. So is that going to be held back from the ICRIR as well?
Okay, Alison, thank you very much indeed for filling us in on all of that. Alison Morris from the Belfast Telegraph.